Arizona's immigration crisis.
Yeah, so last week on Arizona's Morning News, we played this little snippet for you of Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols at a city council meeting discussing something he noticed about the border in his area after President Biden announced that migrants from four key countries would be sent back across the border while awaiting asylum in the U.S.
That has seemed to have had a reduction in flow, or that, or some other reason, and we're down to between 600 and 800 a day, which is manageable currently the way Border Patrol is able to handle it.
But yesterday, he told Gatos and Chad this here on KTAR.
However, I just got word the last 2 days there's been an uptick back towards our normal. So not exactly sure where things are going as we speak, but for the last 3 weeks or so, the numbers have been down.
And we're seeing some other numbers that makes me question all of this. Mayor Nichols not sure that the lower numbers in his area could be tied to that new enforcement announcement made by the Biden administration or to the holiday season. That might be what's causing it, because we've historically seen a dip in migrant numbers around the end of the year and the beginning of a new year.
So until things return to normal, which is still below the level we're at, there's no sense in taking the foot off the gas.
Talking about the foot off the gas when it comes to enforcement on the border. Governor Hobbs invited U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the border. She's not to the point of begging, like so many Republicans have been doing over the last few years. And Mayor Nichols says put him on the list of Arizona elected officials who'd like to meet with Secretary Mayorkas in Yuma. But still haven't seen that. And remember when I think he came to Arizona twice and did not meet with Governor Ducey either time when he was here. I'm talking about Secretary Mayorkas of Homeland Security. Now, a drop in numbers in Yuma doesn't match up with the official tally from the federal government. In December, border agents came into contact with more than 54,000 migrants along the state's southern border. That is nearly an 18% increase compared to that same time last year. The majority of migrants trying to cross the border, we're told, are single adults. So it's not the giant family units we have seen, and it's not necessarily the unaccompanied minors, which was just such a heartbreaking issue for so long. Especially, remember, I still can't get this out of my head, Jamie. Those two little girls that were just dropped over a fence.
I know. And the little boy found just wandering down a road by himself.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking, you know, 2, 3, 4, and 5-year-olds, you know, but the majority of when we talk about unaccompanied minors are people in their teens. But still, I mean, I couldn't have been on my own on the road in a foreign country when I was 14 or 15. I would have just been completely lost. But we're being told now the majority of migrants attempting to cross are single adults. That's according to Customs and Border Protection's website. For the entire southwest border, agents came into contact with more than 251,000 migrants for the month of December. But here in Arizona, along the Arizona border, 54,000 migrants, an 18% increase compared to December of 2021. So, you know, and Doug Nichols, the mayor of Yuma, is not even sure if that was a little blip on the screen of the, you know, seeing a dip in the numbers, because he's being told they're back up. So I don't know what's going to solve this problem. I guess this is going to be a problem that's going to be with us until my you know, 7 and 10 year olds who I can't imagine crossing the border by themselves get to be my age. I don't think it's going to be solved by then, honestly.